This is Auburn University Profiles, sketches of the personalities, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. This program is produced by the Radio and Television Service of the Department of University Relations and is presented by this station as a public service to higher education. The drama department at Auburn University has been given a new direction, and that new direction has come from the new head of that department, Dr. Kenneth Campbell, and he's our guest today on Auburn University Profiles. Dr. Campbell, you'll speak this Thursday afternoon in Langdon Hall on the subject of the roots of the theater.
That's correct.
Could you give us a brief preview as to what you will talk about Thursday afternoon?
Sure. Well, I'm primarily interested in bringing to the attention of the people who'll be there, and of course they are the freshmen primarily, but of course everyone's invited, the idea that theater, in its terminology, in its history, in its anthropological roots, and in its psychological roots in every one of us, is really very, very close to us. Mm-hmm. For example, in terms of the etymology of the words in theater, theater itself is a Greek word. Mm-hmm. Drama, tragedy, comedy, even as commonplace a word as ramp is a Greek word, simply meaning an access way from the floor of a theater to the stage of the theater. The Greeks used it, we use it. Historically, the roots of theater are many and varied, primarily, may come as a surprise to many people, Egyptian, and Greek, of course, and medieval, Renaissance, and of course, the 19th century provided us with, I think, new roots to theater, and we see evidence of all of these roots in the present-day theater. When you get to anthropology and talking about the anthropological roots of theater, you begin to wonder if the etymological roots and the historical roots are really roots at all, but not just branches or fruits. Because the anthropologist says, and he's terribly persuasive, he says theater began long time before history, and certainly a long time before language and words. He says people danced and sang and imitated animals to get food. They imitated the gods to keep the gods happy. Mm-hmm. And this was theater. There's a great gray area in there where theater and religion mix. Finally, of course, we have the psychological roots, and here we're talking about our basic motivations, our drives, our necessity for ritual, our personal necessity for the vision of good overcoming evil, mm-hmm. The necessity for us to see a vision of order. And we get this in drama, we get this in theater.
It appears that you are giving a very basic introduction to the art of the theater.
I would say that is just about right.
And also, at the same time, it appears that you're trying to make your audience on this Thursday afternoon lecture develop an awareness of the things around them and to relate these to theater as it is today.
Right, this is true. This is true.
Our time is about up for today. However, our subject is very interesting, and if you will, join us on our program for Tuesday, and we'll discuss this much further.
Fine, I certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Kenneth Campbell of Auburn University's Department of Drama will be our guest again tomorrow, and we'll discuss further the roots of the theater. This has been Auburn University Profiles, sketches and sound of the life on the campus of Auburn University. Auburn University Profiles is produced by the Radio and Television Service of the University Relations Department and is presented by this station as a public service to higher education. Until tomorrow at the same time, this is James Jamin speaking from the campus of Auburn University.